out the way you wanted the start of this series, huh?
No, obviously, we dug ourselves in a hole and we'll have to do it the hard way, but I thought we were better tonight. I thought we had some good chances. Obviously, their goaltender made some big saves throughout the game there, but it is disappointing to lose the first of two at home, but now, like I said, we're going to Binghamton and worry about the first game, and we'll go from there.
I know the back-to-backs are a way of life in the AHL, but does it seem like the way that these two games have gone that it's kind of hurt you more than it's helped you to play against a team that was coming out guns blazing both nights?
No, I thought it was going to be a positive coming in after a chance for the guys to respond after a tough night last night. Instead of sitting around for a couple of days and stewing about it, we had a chance to kind of get right back at them tonight and kind of turn the swing right away. But it didn't happen tonight. I had no problem with the back-to-back.
With heading back up there for three, kind of home ice is on their advantage now with them going back 2-0.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, you start the two games at home and knowing that you don't get off to a good start, you have to go up there for three games. And as I said earlier, we'll worry about the first game Tuesday night, and that's where we'll concentrate on. That's all our focus is going to be on that Tuesday night. No sense jumping ahead. We'll focus on Tuesday.
Even given everything that you went through the first two games, you guys have been up against the wall in the past of the playoffs that have come through. Can you kind of build on that as you head up to New York for the next?
Yeah, I mean, we're still a confident group in there. Obviously, like I said, we know we're down 2-0. You got to win 4 before you move on. So we'll do it the hard way. I think the guys are, they realize that, we got a special group here, and we want to make sure we have no regrets. And I think we still need to do another level. But at the same time, as much as we talk about us, sometimes you got to give the other team credit. And I thought they played two solid road games, and they're playing real well right now.
Goal waved off on a penalty there by Sutter. Did you feel like the bench lost a little momentum after that?
Well, obviously it would have been a good boost, and I haven't watched the replay, but I thought it was the right call when I saw it on the ice. It would have been a big goal at the right time, and we didn't get it, and then we had a big kill, and then Sutsy came out of the box and had another great A chance, and again the goalie made a big save.
Thanks, JD.
Have y'all lost momentum with two straight losses at home to Binghamton?
I wouldn't say momentum. We're down 2-0, but it's been our focus all along. No matter if we win or lose, it wasn't going to change our mindset going into the next game. So obviously, we don't want to go down 3, but it is what it is right now.
A little chippiness there tonight at the end of the game. What do you think your team's toughness overall tonight?
Well, I mean, obviously more frustration than anything. I thought we put everything at the net there in the third period, and just couldn't find that one. And I'm not really sure how it started or what happened at the end of that little scrum there. But it's just frustration from our part, and from their end of things, are just protecting their goalie.
Thanks, Judy.